Recently, on the Burnout List, there was a discussion on how to use Burnout as a bro display for jobs using Bluetooth. There were a couple of success stories, but there were failures as well. And there were questions as to how to use it. Well, in this podcast, I'll try my best to answer all the questions that came up regarding using Burnout as a Bluetooth bro display. Bluetooth is a wireless radio communication that allows two Bluetooth devices to interact with each other wirelessly. This is a wireless version of serial ports, which is why Bluetooth is also called virtual serial connection or virtual COM port. You'll need a Bluetooth dongle in order to do this. If your laptop or desktop has a Bluetooth already installed, that's fine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Options menu.
Options menu.
Let me load a switch.
26.
I'll go to Connectivity.
Connectivity menu.
There you go. Go to Bluetooth.
Bluetooth on, currently no.
Bluetooth is only available for Burnout, M-Power, and PK.
Starting Bluetooth, please wait.
And you also need KeySub 7.0 to use Bluetooth.
Search for devices
to bro display. What I am going to do is I'm going to search for devices. I'll press Y.
Searching for Bluetooth devices. Please wait.
By this time, you should have turned on your Bluetooth on your computer. By then going to System Tray and go to Bluetooth icon and turn it on that way. Either start or stop. You have to press Enter on Start Bluetooth device or somewhat similar to it. It will take a few moments to search for Bluetooth devices.
List of Bluetooth devices.
The window has appeared. I'll press space.
XPENG.
There was some dilemma here. The XPENG is here. So this is my desktop. So what I'm going to do is I will press enter.
List of services for XPENG.
The services window has appeared. So I'll press space.
ActiveSync.
ActiveSync. This is a service that you want to use when connecting to Burnout Terminal. This is a full key stop to believing that it is using ActiveSync, but in reality, it takes advantage of this service and connects to a Burnout display. So I'll press Enter.
Pair with XPENG and activate ActiveSync.
I'll press Y.
Authentication code.
Authentication code is a string that verifies that Burnout is trying to connect to the computer. So I'll type a simple string.
Bluetooth PIN code required. Bluetooth device Joseli is attempting to connect to this computer. Click here to proceed with the connection. To deny access, ignore this prompt. Select the volume. Bluetooth. Gold wave. Bluetooth PIN code. Pair gold wave. XPENG. Active. Sync. Active.
There was some breakup in the speech there. It said the following. It says Bluetooth PIN code required. This window is a system tray bubble that appears. You need to actually go to System Tray, press Enter the Bluetooth icon, then you have to press Alt-Tab to choose the PIN code window, and type the same string that you type under Burnout. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press, go to Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Terminal.
Rail Terminal Port, currently Bluetooth.
Two ports there. There are Serial and Bluetooth. I have selected Bluetooth, so I'll press Enter, and you should hear the following from your PC.
Bluetooth authorization requested. Click here to allow Joseli to access the Bluetooth serial port service on this computer. To deny the request, ignore this prompt. Select the system. Bluetooth. Leave gold wave. Gold wave. Bluetooth service. Bluetooth service on. Default settings. Gold wave.x. Bluetooth service authorization. No button to activate. Press space bar. Bluetooth serve always allow this device. Check. OK button.
Rail
gold
terminal.
Wave. File untitled 1.
There were some issues there. The Burnout display still says Burnout Terminal. Why? Because I have configured the wrong port. In order to remedy this problem, you have to go to JAWS window.
Context menu, options sub menu, basics dot dot dot. Leaving menus, rail basic settings dialog. The active rail display is remote. Default rail display, modify settings dot 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 button, Alt plus M.
I'll press Alt M to go to modify.
Set options for the rail.
Mine is already set to correct port. by the time you need to memorize the comport that the Bluetooth dongle is associated with. By default, JAWS thinks that it is using serial port, it is not deferring to COM1, but in this case, mine is COM3, because I selected COM3, I'll press enter on that, and you should hear the following.
JAWS dialog. You must now restart JAWS for these settings to take effect, okay? Braille basic settings dialog. The active show Braille load error checkbox not checked. Gold wave, file untitled 1.
That is how you remedy your problem. In JAWS 7.0 or earlier, it will support up to COM4. In JAWS 7.1 or higher, it will support up to COM8. There is a way to modify the setting using jfw.ini. So what you need to do is you have to restart JAWS. How do you do that?
Quit JAWS. Gold wave. Silent.
And
JAWS for Windows is ready. Desktop. Gold wave.
Alright, the Braille display is here. So that is how you pair your Braille note to your computer to act as a Bluetooth Braille display. You can contact me by various ways. You can contact me by email at joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, underscore Lee, L-E-E, 22590 at yahoo.com. Or joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, dot Lee, L-E-E, 22590 at gmail.com, or joseph, J-O-A-C-P-H, dot Lee, L-E-E, 22590 at blindc, B-L-I-N-D-S-E-A, dot com. I hope you enjoy this podcast.